another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Those two are up to something.
Donnie and the Butts. Mornings on Twin Cities Tank and FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hey, what's going on, Twin Cities? This is a Wacky Wednesday on TwinCitiesTank.com and FancyPantsGangsters.com. It's Donnie in the Butt. I'm Donnie. Over there's Butt. What's going on, Butt?
Yeah, Bob, doing all right. How you doing, Donnie? We got the Wibble here with us, too. Wibble, how's it going?
We're in the Wacky Nation, I'll tell you that.
Wibble's in the background. He's providing sound effects for us today. How you doing? Oh, that's good. Wibbler.
Hey, that's
wait,
the truth.
Wait, what's going on? All right, we're going to start off today with one topic.
What the best topic we ever have. Everybody's hopefully feeling wacky with us on this Wednesday. Everybody, hope you got your wacky hats on, because we're going to get a little wacky up in here with Donnie and the Butt Show. What's going on, Donnie?
Well, you know, there's one thing on my mind. There's one thing always on my mind.
What is it, Donnie? I think I can tell, but I want to know. I want to hear it from you, Donnie.
It's chest canteens.
Ew, are we talking...
Oh, we're talking about those floppy pieces of skin that start on the front of a woman's chest and fall down to their half belly buttons over that range.
Oh, we're talking Hooters.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Absolutely. We're talking sweater puppets. We're talking gazungas.
Yeah. We're talking about the things I just love about the ladies, I'll tell you.
Atta boy.
We're talking...
Hey, Dottie. Hey. Dottie, my eyes are up. My eyes are up here. My eyes are up here, buddy. Hey, am I right? Am I right?
I'm sorry. I was too busy staring at your anal passage.
Hey,
Okay, so we're going to go into This Week in Tits.
This Week in Tits and Hooters and all that good stuff, guys.
So... But has some news stories for us related to tits.
I got some wacky Wednesday news stories. I think are really going to get you guys going.
Yes. Donnie's my name.
That's good.
That's the Wibbler.
Absolutely. That's what we've been doing it for 20 years together.
That's absolutely correct.
Donnie and the Butt Show on a Wacky Wednesday.
So butt.
Yeah. Let's calm it down.
Wibbler. But.
Yes.
What is the first story?
Well, we got a big week in Hooters, so I want everyone to buckle up real quick.
I got my seatbelt already buckled.
Here we go. First story. Last night, you guys, I hear a story. You guys know, you guys watch Entourage?
I watch Entourage.
You know who you, this is kind of a...
It's the Wibbler's favorite show.
This is a throwback.
It is the Wibbler's favorite show.
Well, good, because you're going to love this. This is a throwback in Boobland. You guys know Beverly D'Angelo?
I know her well.
Big setup.
I have zero idea who that is. Can you explain,
she's
Beverly
got a big set
Angelo.
Big set of shirt rockets.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, what we're working with here, Donnie, I'm telling you, I mean, this is one of the greatest sets of bra nodules that you'll ever see in your life. I mean, this is real. We're talking Lucy in the Sky with double D's. Unbelievable. Beverly D'Angelo. Am I right? Wibbler, am I right?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Oh, my God. The shirt hot dogs never end.
Absolutely. So she, last night, apparently, is at Starbucks. You guys know what Starbucks is?
I know what the Star Bar is. I've been there before.
Yeah.
It's over on Central Avenue. 40th. And, you know, there's over, you see a band play. And, every woman in the Star Bar has two areolas.
And they're both located on their boobs. And that's what we're talking about here today, about a Wacky Wednesday boobs. Beverly D'Angelo from Entourage, she comes out of Starbucks. Apparently there's a couple paparazzos sitting around, maybe having themselves a latte, a cappuccino.
I can't get through a day without one.
Well, that's why we're here in the morning, to wake you guys up. So Beverly D'Angelo, she
supercharged.
She drops her BlackBerry. You guys know what that is? I mean, do you have the BlackBerries?
Yes, it's a bag of fruit.
That's not true, Donnie. That's not true. It is a mobile device to help you keep in touch with your loved ones and your business partners.
Now, wait a minute. When I have a BlackBerry, I put it on a sack on my belt, and I walk around, and I eat some BlackBerries while walking around the street.
What are you, Johnny Appleseed? You got fruit seeds and a thing and a... What, you got a pot on your head, too?
No, my name is Donnie Johnson, and I like everything about BlackBerries.
Are we talking about Hooters, or are we talking about BlackBerries?
I'm talking about wholesale Sam's Club-style couches.
Well, we seem to have turned the corner here. Donnie wants to sell couches. Anyway, okay. Beverly D'Angelo from Entourage.
Let's back it up here. Let the Butt talk for a second.
Two of the greatest God-given gifts at her shirt ever. A couple of fucking triple D's. I swear, this lady walked up to God and said, God, I will take bad movie roles if you just give me a couple of set of them hot chocolate rockets.
And God said, I will give you some chin meatloafs.
Yes, he said, I'll give you a couple of John candies right in your bra there, lady.
That's right, trucker hats from hell.
Anywho, she bends over, drops her BlackBerry, couple of paparazzis right there, slam a couple of photos, TMZ.com. Guess what we got?
Cleave.
Nipple slips.
I'm going to go
Nipple
cleave.
Slips. What do you think of that, Wibbler?
Oh, nothing. Nothing makes my day more than a nipple slip, especially from a fine, honey celebrity, I'll tell you that.
Well, check, log on to TMZ.com. You can check out these
nipple slips.
My
wife wears a nipple slip underneath her dress. Sometimes it shows when she gets some static cling.
Well, let me say something right now. I've seen your wife, and your wife has nothing on Beverly D'Angelo. As far as I'm just saying, but Donnie, how long we know each other?
Well, hey, you know, that's about what mother of my children we're talking about here. All five of my dumb, stupid, goddamn children.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that just because your kids live on the fucking
Wibbler
short bus.
Gets a boner over my children.
Well,
everybody.
He's got a lot going on out there. Anyway, story Anywho, two, this yeah. week at Hooters.
All right, bring it back, folks.
This week at Hooters.
Listen, everybody listen
let
to the butt.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask everybody, calm down.
Right, let's
calm
listen
down.
To the butt. Let's listen
wacky,
to the
butt. We got a wacky Wednesday here, but let's try and keep it easy here.
I'm going to take a squirt off my water bottle.
Everybody familiar with the pop sensation Britney Spears?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, Wibbler.
Oh, she is a musical sensation. And
oh, that Britney
her.
Spears.
Oh, I'll tell you what. She's
I thought you were talking about Britney Murphy.
No, she's kind of easy on the eyes, that Britney Spears. Oh. Yes, she is. I mean, for a mother of two, she looks amazing. Whoa. Britney Spears just did a spread for Swimsuit Lovers magazine.
What's that? Yeah.
No. Swimsuit? You guys, she's back in shape. She looks great.
Doesn't she have a C-section?
She has a C, a D, and an E-section. She looks great. Am I right? Okay, guys. Anyway,
hey, but listen up. This is what I would like to do to Britney Spears and that. I would just like to take a pizza cutter, open up her C-section scar, open up a jar of jalapeno peppers, and dump them right into her body.
It's a wacky Wednesday. It's not supposed to be a warped Wednesday. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, you know, everybody's got to have a little jalapeno in their pants.
I mean, but we do. It's nice to get a little hot in the drawers, but I mean, we're not talking pouring jalapenos down the C-section scar. I mean, Don, you got to calm down, buddy.
Okay, all right. Well, my beard's getting an erection. How about a third story, bud?
Well, you know, this one is going to wrap the whole thing up nice in style.
Wrapped up like a birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah present.
Well, you know.
How about when this is over, we go do a little coke?
No, Wibbler, that's not right. Anyway.
Wibbler's on drugs again.
Let me just say one thing about that. How dare you follow up my Britney Spears story with a thing about coke? She's never done drugs before.
Oh, of course she hasn't.
Oh, my God. You saying that Britney Spears does the cocaine? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we don't know about that. As long as she keeps those Hooters, that's all I care about.
Wibbler, you are too much on a wacky Wednesday.
I just want to pour applesauce on her teeth.
Well, you know, you might get the chance because she's coming to a town near you on a world tour called the Big Biscuit Fart Hour.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, story number three. Let's wrap it up. Let's this week in Hooters. It's been a great week. I mean, we can all agree it's been a great week in Hooters.
It's always a great week in Hooters.
It's also been a great week for me in air hockey. I won the air hockey tournament championship this weekend, and I beat out Alex Johnson.
Oh, he sounds like a real tough customer. But
he's my brother.
I didn't know your last name was Johnson. I thought it was Wibbler.
No, that's Wibbler's first
name. Oh, sorry. Oh, my
That's Wibbler's
God.
First name. My what last name is Johnson.
Hey, don't say my first name here.
Oh, it is a wacky Wednesday around here.
Wibbler, that's not funny.
He's true. That's true. Anyway, but let's wrap up this. Let's wrap up this week at Hooters. I mean, I think we all agree that the queen of the Hooters, we're all about the same age. Wibbler, what are you, 46 now?
How many is that?
That's close
is
enough.
Is that 46?
I think that's close enough.
I think it's about 46. All right. So,
all I'm saying is we all grew up in the same era.
We grew up in the 40s. Back when music was tasty.
There was one person who we all wanted to see those big old nipple holders. That's Jane Mansfield. She's been dead for
months. I thought
you
were talking about Queen Latifah. I would like to peek in Queen Latifah's trousers to see what's going on in there.
Oh, it's like the Holocaust meets tomato soup.
I hear that her tomato soup cans, by that I mean her pussy lips, are on fire all the time.
What?
And when she eats a bag of Fritos, they're filled with anchovies. Anyways, who is it that we're actually talking about here?
We're talking, who's the boss, the queen, Alyssa Milano.
Oh, I remember.
She put out a movie called Ferris Wheel 8. She stars as Ricky, Bobby, Davy, Janny, or the orphan.
So I think let me ask you a question about Ferris Wheel 8.
Go ahead.
Where are the boobs in it?
On Melissa, whatever her name is, his chest.
Steve.
Steve's chest.
All right.
But you guys, I'm telling you, if we're talking Hooters, we can't have a conversation without these perfect little scrambled egg babysitters. These are one of the greatest sets you'll ever see. Hooters, wow!
I can agree with that.
Volume knobs. Anyways, what's the story here?
Well, I'll tell you this. Can we get a little bit of silence here? She's laying there on the beach.
Naked?
Nope.
Underwear?
Underwear. Underwear and a tube top. Those are raindrops falling on her little tater tots. Anyway, she's laying there. You guys know what a snow beast is?
Well, let me tell you this. I had some meatloaf today. It was made by you.
There's this snow beast. His name is Hellhound, the wicked crown stealer thief guy.
That's not a real name.
Yeah, well, he comes by and he wants to steal her crown, but apparently her crown is her tube top, and he steals it off of her.
Oh!
Guess what falls out, guys?
What falls out?
Hooters! This week at Hooters is brought to you by Big J's Boner House. Best cheesesteaks in this part of the Mississippi, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, I remember cheesesteak. It's almost as good as cheesecake. I'm speaking of cheesecake and your BlackBerry. I have some BlackBerry cheesecake, and sometimes I carry around a movie controller, and I go to the movies. And then while I'm sitting there, they order chicken nuggets, and they bring them to me. And then when I'm sitting there eating the chicken nuggets, I pull out some of my blueberry cheesecake. And while I'm there, all I see is a movie.
Full of Hooters?
No, I'm just going to see Up.
Oh, that's right. You're married. You went and saw Up. That's right. How was Up, by the way? Was it good?
You know, there's an old guy. There's a little kid. He's playing Boy Scouts or something. And then somebody dies, and I think it's a guy's wife.
Hey, I mean, Dottie, I mean, we're having a wacky Wednesday, not a fucking whitewash Wednesday.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
what are you trying to do here? Let's go to a song. I mean, let's get Donnie some coffee.
But let's just wrap up this Hooter news. We'll go to a song. This one is by a guy named Carl Onion Butt, and this is a Wednesday Woman song.
Liberty door drop, like an angel Donnie and the Butt. Donnie and the Butt.
What, do we become assholes or something?
Okay, I am Donnie. Over there's Butt.
All right. A wacky Wednesday is what we're involved in here. How's everyone
Absolutely.
Doing?
Absolutely. You just heard the song Wednesday Woman by the band Carl Onion Butt. It's actually not a band. It's a guy.
It's just a guy. It's just one guy.
Hey, Butt.
Yep.
I was walking down the street the other day.
Go ahead.
I was drowning this kid in concrete.
Attaboy.
It was wet.
Sure.
Wet concrete.
The kid was wet?
No. The concrete was wet.
Got
That I was drowning him in. It'd be pretty hard to drown a kid in dry concrete. If you know
what I mean.
I mean,
you could smash. Did you ever see American History X? You could smash his face into it.
Well, yeah. You know, I was filling his stomach with concrete.
This is the wackiest Wednesday I've ever
been. He died.
To.
And you know what his last words were?
Tell me. I gotta know. I gotta know, Dottie.
Oh, there was, I want to go surfing.
Oh,
maybe
my
the Whittler
God.
Can help us out here.
Oh, this board seems about the right size for me. Want to test it out?
Well, what I want to do is surf over here to the laundromat. Hey, what's
going on? I'll follow you.
Okay, here we are at the laundromat.
Oh, man, why is there so many Mexican people here? Do they work here?
No. At the laundromat, they take out meatball stains.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's surf over here.
Oh, yeah, my God. I almost lost my balance and fell into all this Mexican hot sauce. Unbelievable.
Hey, check it out. There's a submarine.
A submarine? You want to dig deep? You want to go diving?
It's filled with mermaids.
Let's get down there.
Hey, mermaids!
Hey, but...
Yeah, Donnie.
You want to kill all these mermaids?
I kind of want to kill them, but I want to see what's under them shells they got on their chests. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I just want to kill them.
You want to kill them? All right. Tell you what. I'll hold this one down. Come here, you little freak show.
Give me that triton. Give me that triton. I'm going to stab you in the throat.
Don't. Jesus, Donnie, what are you doing to these poor mermaids?
Well, you know, they deserve to die.
Attaboy, you want to get back up to the surface where we can really get some work done?
Well, all these mermaids are still alive. I'm going to kill them.
Bring one with her. We'll take her to the party.
Okay, hey, bitch, come here.
Let's go to the party. And we're back on the surface. We're surfing so hard right now.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is The Butt.
Well, I know you. I'm going to talk to the mermaid.
Sorry.
Oh, you don't have gills.
My name is Bethany?
Bethany the Mermaid.
Bethany the Mermaid. That's kind of an Americanized name. Tell you what, Bethany, you want to come to a party with me and Donnie? We're going to go to a party with Donnie and the Butt?
It's called the Dynamite Party. It's over in that shack over there. Stop talking!
I can't come because I don't have anything to wear.
Oh, shut up, you dumb bitch. Push off. All right. See you later, Mermaid
just
Bethany.
Just being you, Donnie. Tell you what. I got a good idea.
What, you want to put on a ghetto blaster and start playing some Run DMC?
Well, first I want to get something to eat. You hungry, Donnie?
I am not hungry, but I will go with you.
All right, I want you to follow me somewhere.
All right, here we go.
Wibbler, I want to take a left turn over here into this.
Is that a Dino's?
Whoa, that's not an enchiladito. It's an actual substitution stand.
Oh, I love substitution sandwiches.
Let's get a substitution sandwich.
All right. Well, we're on dry land now, apparently.
Whatever happened to that Bethany? She seemed like a nice girl.
I pushed her in the water.
Oh, well, it's wacky.
I shot her in the face. Well, this is weird music in the substitution stand. Yeah. So, what do you want in your substitution sandwich?
Well, I was thinking mustard, sawdust, onions, baby toes, and why not one of them big old shitty mermaid tugs like we saw there on Bethany's face.
All right, and I'll have a diet Mountain Dew with extra cherries.
Did you say Mountain Dew? You sound like you said Mountain Dew. You want a Mountain Dew?
Because I can come down there and hang out with you guys. This is Timmy, a mountain man.
Oh, I thought you were the brawny guy.
I'm his wife.
Oh. Do you think if the brawny guy got into a fight with Paul Bunyan and Blue Ox, who do you think would win?
Oh, if they blew an ox? Donnie, what are we talking about here? Who would blow? I mean, what is this? Some sort of big bestiality contest? I mean, let's grow up a little bit.
I'm going to drown a child.
Okay, well, do that. Let's get back here. Let's get our feet wet in the water again. I kind of want to surf back.
Oh, you want to go surfing again?
I want to surf back to shore here. Let me get my scuba mascot, Wibbler. I'm going to probably take a swim again. Back in the
Wibbler, I think you're bringing us to the discotheque.
Oh, let's get back on track, you guys. Let's surf home.
So let's surf.
This is the way home, I think. Follow me. I don't know. I can't see anything.
Okay. All right. Well, let's keep surfing, and everybody else can listen to a song. Here's Uncle Grandpa and the Chex Mix Cartoon Brigade.
Oh, God, what a wacky Wednesday.
With their song, Alicia Silverstone. Oh, God.
I'm going to sink. I can't breathe.
She finds you crusty, Dave.
Okay, back to the Donnie and the Butt program!
This is gonna be fun. I mean, this is. We got a big star calling in for this one.
Oh, I hear that! That was a song by Uncle Grandpa, the Jex Mix Cartoon Brigade. We have a big star on the phone right now. This man is from a legendary band. Who you know as Kiss. This is Mr. Gene Simmons. Mr. Gene, how are you?
I am well. Good morning, Donnie. Good morning, Bud.
Okay. Hello. Hello, Gene Simmons.
Hello, Donnie. How are you?
You know, I'm really good. I just got over a foot sore. I was walking down the street, and I stubbed my toe on a nail.
Well, this country is full of capitalism. I mean, if you're going to stub your toe on a nail, you might as well do it in this country with the best health care and the best opportunity to succeed in this whole world. It's good that you live here, and it's good that I live here, and I'm proud to be here. Thanks for having me on your show, Donnie.
Hey, it's no problem there, Mr. Gene Simmons. One thing I wanted to ask you. Let's pretend that you were walking down the street and you stubbed your toe on a nail. Would you write a song about it?
Well, Donnie, it's funny that you asked me that because I don't write music based on personal experiences. This is called the music business, Donnie. It's not called the music feeling brigade. I write songs that I know people are going to want to listen to. If I stub my toe, people are going to think that I'm just a normal person, and I'm not. I'm a multi-million dollar capitalistic marketing machine, and you're making me very angry right now with your questions.
Well, hey, Mr. Simmons, I am so 100% sorry about that. But let me ask you a follow-up question to that one. You remember in the 90s when you wrote that song Psycho Circus? Was there any personal meaning behind that?
Well, I think we can all agree that the 90s were somewhat psychotic for all of us. I mean, we had the shifting of tides and in the technological market. I mean, we had the shifting of tides in the musical market. I mean, everything really came up, you know, on the side of the losers. I mean, we really had a lot of kids from, you know, the Valley, and a lot of kids from backgrounds that normally wouldn't succeed in this market, and they really took over. And, you know, I think it's great. I think anybody in this country that can make a buck is doing the right thing, and I really think that anybody that can capitalize on any sort of musical trends is doing the right thing also. So I have no problem with the 90s.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was thinking. So is Wibbler. Hey, Wibbler, do you have any questions for Mr. Simmons?
I have nothing. Let me
shut up. Oh, I'm just kidding, Wibbler. Oh, I'm giving you an oil bath later. Okay, Mr. Simmons, I have one more question for you.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because I have one question for you.
Okay, yes, please. Please shoot it out.
You guys are on your show out of the Twin Cities, is that correct?
Yes, it is! Wibbler, oh, you guys.
It's one of the biggest markets in the world for rock and roll music, yet there have been no rock and roll bands in the Twin Cities for decades. Do you guys not understand that the way to make money in America is to give the fans what they want? And every night I go out and give the fans what they want, what they paid for, and they get a great show. And the reason that I am the American dream and the American success story is because I deliver every night on the product that the fans want. Why will not the Twin Cities produce a band that will create the dreams of America to come true? Donnie.
Yes, Mr. Simmons. Let me just answer that with this. I drive a Studebaker to work every day. It's powered on steam and onions. Onions. That's what I drive every day to work. And when I get there, I go open my glove compartment. It's full of cheese whiz and dust. And then, the Twin Cities also has the Gear Daddies.
It's funny that you brought that up about onions. My great-grandpa was an onion farmer. The most pathetic man I've ever known. In a country where you can make millions of dollars singing rock and roll music and getting sex from people, my great-grandfather chose to farm onions. It's disgraceful. And you know what, Donnie? Frankly, your onion story makes me sick. If you can't make it in America, then you are pathetic. This is the greatest country on earth, and KISS is the greatest rock and roll band ever because we have made the most money. Do you get it? Money correlates into success. If you don't have money, you're not a good band. So your stupid Gear Daddies can kiss my fat, rich, Italian ass. By the way, I'm Jewish.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Gene Simmons. I can't remember the last time I had this much fun outside of a water slide. Okay, let's go to another song here, Wibbler. What do you think about this?
Well, I think that's wacky, and I'll tell you why. We are in the Wacky Nation, and I think we got two tickets aboard the wacky train, so let's get a choo-choo-ing.
That's a good point.
Funny you brought that up, because I got a big train in my pants after that Gene Simmons interview. I love KISS. I don't know what you guys think. I love KISS. I've always loved KISS. I mean, people, a lot of...
That song.
Beth.
Whatever it was. Yeah,
give me Love Gun.
I love it. I just love it.
That's great, Wibbler. I'll tell you one thing also about Gene Simmons. That man can sell some product. Am I right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sold this minute. We can go on the internet. He's probably sold 5.
Oh, God. I'll bet he just sold 42 coffins to Afghanistan.
Oh, my God. This is a wacky Wednesday. Here's the cough drop solution with Let's Go to Bennigan's.
Watching a pornographic sex film, getting an erection, and raping someone? Is that what you mean?
Donnie and the Butts. Mornings on Twin Cities Tank and FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hey, back. We're back. TwinCitiesTank.com in the morning with FancyPantsGangsters.com. And Donnie over there's the Butt.
All right. Good thing. Good thing you're here because I was getting a little wacky there on my own.
Hey, all right. We got Wibbler in the background. Let's see.
Here I am. Here I am. What can I say?
Hey, you said it all. You said enough of that one sentence, Wibbler.
Son of a dork. Let's go on to our movie review section.
Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of great movies that have come out ever.
Yes, there have been a lot of great movies. And we're going to start off the movie review with a brand new movie. It's not a brand new movie. It's called The Great Outdoors.
It's truly, I think this is destined for classic status. I saw it last weekend with my family. I mean, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy. I mean, these people are literally, these are our generation's Shakespeares. I mean, they're rewriting comedic movies, and this movie just shows that. I mean, really, you got one family who's well-to-do, you got one family who's kind of down on the dirt, and they're both spending time in the same cabin. I mean, you got hijinks for miles. What are we going to do with this? Oh, I guess who else shows up? You know what, guys? Here's what I think. Oh, you guys know me. We know each other, right?
No!
What?
Oh, wait, I'm going to eat some toothpaste.
Well, a goddamn bear shows up.
Oh, yeah.
A bear shows up at the end. I mean, this movie.
Bears not wearing underwear.
This movie, I mean, it's for the kids, it's for the adults, it's for everyone. I mean, John Candy is ruthlessly funny. I mean, it's an assault on the funny bone how amazingly funny this man is. I mean, I couldn't take it. I had to leave the theater twice to poop my pants, and I threw my pants, and they hit the wall in the shape of John Candy. It was crazy. It was crazy how funny this movie was.
When I saw it, I went over to the store, and it was on the shelf, and I pulled it off the shelf, and I rented it.
I don't know how the whole movie experience couldn't compare to the theater. I mean, it was literally, I mean, everybody in there, kids, adults,
retarded. Did you see it in 3D?
Kids, retarded people, wolves. I mean, we had babies in there. We're all laughing at the same jokes. It was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life. I mean, there was a part, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for you. There was a part with a guy shot a bear with a lamp and a shotgun. I mean, this movie literally has.
Where did it have your underwear on?
But it's a good thing it's a Wacky Wednesday because I couldn't tell a story like this if it wasn't true. I mean, it's unbelievable. This I wish there was a letter higher than A so I could give that as the grade. It was unbelievable.
I give it 100 I Kissed a Mummies out of 6.
I give it 50 Wizards in a Hat out of a possible 50.
Okay, well, anyways, the best thing about this movie that I enjoyed is that all throughout the 90s, there was this drug called cocaine.
Sure, go ahead.
And the Wibbler and I went down to the station house where the fire trucks are. And we got onto a fire truck, and we made a cake. And that's all there was.
But, I mean, are we talking to you guys by cake? Are we talking cocaine cakes, or?
No, this was a marble cake.
Weird.
Okay, the next movie is Uncle Buck.
Holy smoke. Did you see Uncle Buck?
I saw Uncle Buck, and I saw it on a water slide.
I'm going to make a prediction.
It was better than seeing it on an airplane.
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction. Here it comes. There's a kid in that movie.
Oscar.
Nope. Little blonde kid.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. That's Jonathan from Growing Pains. Am I right?
No, I think you're... Right? Well, I don't know his name. I didn't look up his
Jonathan
name.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
This kid is destined for absolute failure. Not an actor. Not an actor, this kid. Actor.
I think
his name is McDonald something. McDonald Colgate or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's this kid, just horrible.
Well, here's one thing I have to say about him. He's bringing down the house.
Wait a minute. I got it. Okay.
Okay, well, that's another Queen Latifah reference. One time I saw him breaking down the house, and Jimmy Fallon is in that or something? I don't know.
Was it Steve Martin in that? Or?
I don't care. One time, I got a zit on my leg.
That's going to happen. I mean, you're getting to that age where, you know, acne's going to form in places you've never had
before.
Well,
you know, as you get older, you get a little oil here, you get a little cream there, and you got to rub it on something.
Yeah, but
you might as well rub it on a zit.
I'm going to say two words to you.
No.
Cocoa butter.
I don't know what that is.
Uncle Buck, one of the greatest films of our time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I wish those giant pancakes that he made with a shovel were made with blueberries in them.
I think that would be great. I would love nothing more. Then a giant pancake with blueberries.
Yeah, but check this out. Check this out, guys.
A few sliced bananas on top wouldn't kill a motherfucker either.
But pretend you got the shovel. You got that much pancake juice.
He's using a pizza thing.
No. Hold still.
Oh,
pretend.
No.
Pretend you make the pancakes in the shape of some Hooters.
Ted Kaczynski.
What?
Yeah, you can put a little butter nipple right in the middle.
What do you think Ted Kaczynski's nipples look like?
Oh, yeah,
nice and old. Nice and old.
Yeah, man.
Good call, Wibbler. Thanks for chiming in.
You know what? I bet Ted Kaczynski doesn't even have nipples. I'm going to take my shirt off for a second.
Let's drop trout.
Oh, my God. You know what, guys? It's that wacky. He's taking it off. It's off. His shirt is off.
Oh, that's much better. Anyways, our next movie here. Who is Harry Crumb?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's why.
Oh, that's the name of the movie.
That's why I went to see it. I've been asking myself all week, honey. I call myself honey. I've been asking myself, who's Harry Crumb? I see the ads. I see the billboards. I don't know who he is.
Mr. Butt, I will tell you who Harry Crumb is.
Please do.
He's a guy. He's got some suction cups. They're on his knees. And I think he likes butter.
Works for me. Next movie. What do we got?
That's it.
I feel like that kind of ended abruptly.
Well, yeah, let's keep talking about Harry Crotch.
Oh, all right. I mean, we got two options here. We could discuss this movie, which I got to admit, you guys, this is embarrassing. I have not seen it.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. It takes place inside of a building. The building is made of fire, and it happened on 9/11/2001.
You know, we should never forget that day. You know, my family heard of somebody who died in that tragedy.
Let's go to a song! Here's Crystal Sausage with Michael J. Fox and the Hound.
Christmas time in Sandwich Land. Up on Daisy Carrot Man. Pizza Flipjack Idaho. Ketchup Corn Sauce Eskimo. Beach fat cancer kitten rat makes my heart beat rat tat tat. And when I am done with that, Kirby Puckett's up to bat.
Okay, everybody, we're back.
Yeah, it's been a great wacky Wednesday so far. Am I right, Wibbler?
Oh, God damn it, Wibbler. I'm going to fuck your wife. Oh.
Up. He's going to fuck her up.
No, I'm going to fuck her.
Oh,
wow. Maybe in a different one.
Maybe in the mouth. Maybe right in the Hooters. Maybe he'll fuck her Hooters.
Right in the poop stanker. Okay. Oh, well, anyways, people, it's about time for Butt's favorite segment.
I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I'll hand it off to you, Butt. Why don't you introduce this one?
Well, this is called Hollywood Trivia. You know we love celebrities around here at the Donnie and the Butt Show. We're going to do some celebrity trivia. We're taking some call-ins. I mean, why don't you tell the people what they can win, Wibbler?
I don't know. Maybe a nice set of Hooters, huh?
You wish. You're dirty. First, we're going to do a contest. The first one to get all four answers right is going to... I don't even know how this contest works.
I think we're just going to do one at a time.
We're
going to
do one caller at a time. Let's just say first caller... sandwiches.
Okay, let's go to line one. We have Kimberly on line one. Hey, Kimberly, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, Kimberly, you're ready. You know a bunch about Hollywood trivia, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to Hollywood trivia.
All right, Kimberly, here we go. First question. You ready, Kimberly?
Yeah.
First question.
This famous trench coat sporting comedian, known for his scream and his outlandish behavior, was killed in 1992 in a car accident. Who is this famous comedian?
Is it Pauly Shore?
Kimberly, it is not Pauly Shore. I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry, dear. You're not going to be involved in this anymore.
Yeah, Kimberly, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. You did not win the semi full of dog treats. What do you have? Yeah, it is a car crash.
You got it. I mean, he's right on. Always, he's always right on. Let's go to another car. Who's on the line, Donnie?
Well, we got a line too, and we have Bob on line too.
Bob, how we doing?
Bob, are you there?
What's up?
Hey, Bob. Bob, this is the Butt. You're live on the Donnie and the Butt Show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bob. What's going on?
Yeah, things are going great, buddy. You ready for your question?
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You want to win that semi full of dog treats, don't you? You got a big dog at home.
Well, I have a fish.
Yeah, fish can eat whatever. Tell you what, you ready for your question, Bob? Bob.
I'm ready.
Bob. Bob. Bob.
I'm ready.
Bob, here it goes. This famous beach bum musician was known for wielding reggae, ska, and punk rock together. Their famous song, sung about his dog and a bunch of other crappy board short stuff. Who was this famous lead singer that died in a car accident in the late 90s? Who am I talking about, Bob? Who is this guy that died in a car wreck? Who is it?
Is it David Lee Roth?
Bob, that is incorrect, Bob, and I'm sorry.
Hey, sorry, Bob. You don't get the garbage bag filled with donuts. Not today.
Not today, buddy. Sorry.
Not tonight.
Sorry.
Oh, not this morning. Oh, no.
We got a caller on line three, I see, Bob.
We have a caller on line
Donnie.
Three. Bob is gone. Bob
hey,
went
you
over...
know, I'm sorry. It's been a wacky Wednesday for me, as it's been for you too, Donnie, right?
Yeah, well, I think Bob went for a ride on a lightning bolt and went to the moon.
I mean, David Lee Roth is alive and well. He was in the studio last week.
Yeah, both these people are guessing incorrectly.
Unbelievable. Well, whatever.
These people are stupid people.
No, they're our listeners, Bob. I mean, they're one of us.
Listen.
They pay our bills.
No, they don't.
Because funny, because no one's paid my bills. My lights were turned off last week. Am I right? Donnie and the Butt Show on a wacky Wednesday.
I worked out a deal with my landlord. I can just pay in life cereal now.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I mean,
yeah, it's a great deal.
Wow.
All I do is I go up, I give him life.
Wow,
I get my rent. Let's go to line four.
All right, who we got here?
Yeah, this is David. David, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, David. This is the Butt. How you doing?
Hey, Bud, I love the show. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, David. I'm going to ask you one question real quick.
Okay.
Who is your favorite morning radio rock duo?
Well, I kind of like Tom Bernard.
All right, let's go to another caller real quick. Donnie, who we got next?
All right, we have Steve. Steve, is that your name?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Steve, let me ask you a question. You having a wacky Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, it's, I'm in the office over here. I've got my fan blowing on my face. That's kind of wacky.
That's nothing, Steve. I got a question for you. It's going to blow your mind out of your butt.
I apologize, Butt.
No apologize here on Wacky Wednesday. Let me ask you a question.
I'm sorry.
You know all about Hollywood trivia, Steve, do you?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So far, we've got no winners. You can take this, Steve. You ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Affirmative.
Steve.
I'm here.
This is the Butt.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. This famous race car driver had the number 3 on his car. He was known for being an aggressive son of a bitch on the old racetrack. Died in a car crash and whatever else. Who is this famous race car driver?
Is that Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
We got ourselves a winner. Oh, my goodness.
Well, hold on there, Butt. We don't have a winner.
There's
Dale Earnhardt Sr.
You're absolutely right. There is a senior. Steve, let me get you on the line again. Steve, is Steve still there?
Yeah, what's up?
Steve,
yeah.
How does it feel to be a big loser?
feels pretty good, bud.
All right, thanks for calling, Steve.
Hey, Steve, go fuck yourself.
Unbelievable.
Oh, does anybody have a guitar? I feel like playing some.
Well, we got
Jimmy
one question
Buffett
left.
Songs.
We got to find a winner for this bag of oats.
Oh, I thought bag of oats. That was what that one was for. A bag of oats, Steve. You lost out on a bag.
We got one chance left for one of our callers on a Wacky Wednesday that claimed their prize. I mean, who's next, Dottie? Tell me who's next.
We have another woman.
Oh, boy.
Her name is Tricycle. Tricycle on line 3. Are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Tricycle, let me ask you a question. What kind of name is Tricycle?
It's German.
Affirmative. All right. Are you ready to try and take this whole thing, Tricycle?
You know, bud, I'm going to win it all.
All right, all right. This famous princess from England died in a car accident in 19-something else. Who was this famous car crash princess?
Is it Princess Diana?
It was Princess Diana. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. Okay.
Unfucked up believable. Unfucked up believable.
Tricycle, you win a free pencil eraser in the shape of the moon.
Wow. I didn't think anyone would get that one. That was crazy.
Well, yeah, that was okay, crazy. Because we're not actually giving her a prize.
No, good, because
we are going to let her come into the studio so we can stuff hair down her throat.
What do you think of that, Wibbler?
Well, I think as long as we see Hooters, I am in $1 million right there.
Hey, Tricycle, you still there? You still got a big set
of
cans?
Get those Hooters out, Tricycle, because you're coming to the Donnie and the Butt Show next Wednesday for a Wacky Wednesday.
I'm going to die somewhere.
Unbelievable. I mean, this has been one of the wackiest Wednesdays yet. I mean, we've had Hooters. We've had Gene Simmons calling in. I mean, unbelievable. We've had, you know, we had a girl named Tricycle winning our contest. I mean, what else is going to happen next? Donnie, what else we got on tap?
Well, you know, I always wondered why they don't put roller coasters at the graveyard.
Well, that's actually a good question. I think I can answer that.
What?
I mean, dead people can't pay money. I mean, roller coaster is the business. I mean, I learned that from my friend Gene Simmons. I mean, if you're not making money, you're losing money. I mean, we got to understand what's going on here. I mean, dead people cannot fork over the scratch for a roller coaster.
Well,
am I wrong?
Here's the thing.
Go ahead, Donnie. Give it to me, Donnie.
Well, you go to a funeral, you're going to be all sad all day, and then you're going to go like, I wish I was on a roller coaster and everybody gets cheered up. All I want to do when I die is have people ride roller coasters. You can put my dead body on the back of a roller coaster and fly off at the end.
Flop it around. What is he thinking?
Wibbler. What is he thinking? I mean, these dead guys are going to go on a roller coaster? I mean, I'm not saying that funerals are supposed to be fun, but I mean, roller coasters at a graveyard? This must be one of the wackiest Wednesdays yet.
But we are in some sort of time space continuum, and let me tell you something, I want no part of it, because if there is a roller coaster at the graveyard, you know we're gonna have one thing.
Oh, this is a great song to go out on.
I believe it.
I really want to thank all of our listeners for coming in and enjoying whatever the fuck we're doing on a Wacky Wednesday.
Well, I think that we should also give a shout out to Pete and Brent from the Twin Cities Tag Podcast for letting us take over their show for a day. I mean, this has been really great. You're just going to do the all thing? That's no way to end a show.
No, you're right. I'm just kidding. Anyways, I'm going to go get a bacon slurpee and go masturbate to the street hobos.
Attaboy.
Oh, God. Let's go to TwinCitiesTag.com. Thank you for going to TwinCitiesTag.com and go to Fancy Farts Gangster Farts. Fancy Pants Gangsters.
And if you want to hear more of the Donnie and the Butt Show, just write in to TwinCitiesTag@gmail.com. Let them know, hey, you know, I like that Donnie and the Butt Show. I mean, I think we did a great job today. Wibbler, what do you think?
Well, I think it's been a wacky time.
Or you can send an email letter, a handwritten letter. How about one of those? Send us
Is that even still a thing? Well, they got the Pony Express going where you live, Donnie?
Well, I write down some scrolls, and then I seal them up, and then I go to the Zuba store, and I find the nearest rear end that I can, and I just plug that asshole up so hard that I can't even stuff concrete into it.
That's just sad.
Well, I'm going to die. Okay, have a good week, everybody. I hope you don't die like me.
And
I'm going to die.
And I hope you don't die either. And this has been one of the wackiest Wednesdays yet for Donnie and for the Wibbler.
Hey, look. Wibbler's doing a headstand.
This has been The Butt. Thanks for tuning into the Donnie and the Butt Show. You can catch us every week at Drive Time, Zoo Time, Happy Hour on kfart.fag. bust a nut in your face.
Let's keep this outro going, everybody. How about you take off your shirt and you do a bag of underwear stand?
I would start some underwear up my nose if it would promise me that I could keep doing this show for the rest of my life. I am okay. Having so much fun with you guys right now.
You ever ride a donkey?
Yeah, I haven't rode one, but I absolutely put my penis in one, and that is a true story, and I will tell it again if you want me to.
Where is your penis right now?
A duct tape.
Where's the duct tape?
In the donkey.
Oh, where's the donkey?
Mexico.
Where's Mexico?
Earth.
Where am I?
Right inside my butt.
Okay, let's go to the Great Lakes and see what's up there.
Let's see if you want to go salmon. I would love that. And you know what I love about salmon?
What?
The way it tastes.
I don't like the way it tastes.
That's unbelievable because you and I were cut from the same cloth. We have the same mom. We have the same boyfriend, the Wibbler. I think it's been a great day for all of us that we should eat some salmon.
I would rather put oatmeal on my skin than eat salmon.
I was going to suggest you do that because you have the shittiest skin I've ever seen.
A laser bikini.
Well, you deserve it because you have, you got a wife with, who's got two heads. And she's got a foot that you could absolutely, you could kick through a field goal pole.
Funny story about my wife. She was born in the forest.
A forest. Wow. I thought she was absolutely, born on Earth. But, since we burned up all the forests, as, Gene Simmons told us, this Earth is dying. We have to take advantage of the capitalist market that we have. Yeah, I thought your wife might want to be a part of this.
Well, she is a part of this. I cut off a part of her, and I put it in all your beers, and now you're eating my wife.
Oh, God.
And now I'm going to go to the rape closet and find some Campbell soup.
I gotta dump it on a couch. I gotta tell you, this is not the first time I ate your wife.
Yeah?
I ate her pussy out on my wedding night.
Where?
My mouth.
Oh, God.
The BFW, your wife showed up and she was like, hey, eat my pussy out. I was like, fine. And I did it. And it really, you know what it tasted like?
What?
Paper.
Well, this Tucker Lady, you know what? This makes me sad. Dottie is sad.
I don't want to see my best friend Dottie sad, so I'll tell you one thing right now. Fear Factory is back together. They're going to be on tour soon, coming through the Minneapolis area on, what, August 8th, 9th?
Is Dino Cassari's going to be in it?
He will be, but he'll be wearing board shorts the entire time. So.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, this has been one of the wackiest Wednesdays yet. Thanks for listening.
Am I still talking?
I hope not.
I wish I had.
I want to tell you something, Donnie, real quick.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you.
Where?
Goodbye, everybody.
Donnie and the Butt. Mornings on Twin Cities Tank and FancyPantsGangsters.com.